Good morning. You're listening to Day for Breakfast here on the Great Southern's, the Triple M. And being that it is Men's Mental Health Week, it's a big one for our blokes out there on the tractors. And the biggest thing, I think, being a farmer is, well, probably the unpredictability of the job that entails with it, and obviously coming along with that is mental health. So I have with us a very special guest, a farmer and mental health expert, Warren Davies. Good morning to you, Warren.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. It's an absolute privilege to be able to talk to you, especially being that you're a farmer yourself. Through that, the first question I want to ask you is, how did you become involved in mental health and why was it so important for you?
Look, it's probably was born out of my own story, and you know, we lost our farm in the millennial drought, and I was always searching for my identity and purpose in life, because you know, when I lost my farm, I lost my identity, and it had a massive impact on my mental health and well-being. So I was on that search, and I fell into doing a course, a speaker's course, which then led me to becoming a, you know, professional speaker, travelling around Australia, sharing my story and hopefully following my mission of, you know, creating awareness and education around mental health and wellbeing in rural communities, and inspiring conversations and then empowering people to seek help if they're struggling, and make sure that environment, they can stick their hand up in a safe environment that's free from stigma.
And I suppose that's the biggest thing too, is the stigma that's hanging around men's mental health. So as a farmer yourself, what is the biggest thing that you find hardest most about men's mental health?
Look, it's there's a lot of emotions that go, you know, if you're struggling with your mental health, you know, there's a lot of emotions that go with that, and I always say, like, as a farmer, I was tarred with the brush twice. So not only am I a bloke, but I was also a farmer. And you know, speaking about your emotions or reaching out for help when you are struggling is something that's hard to do. And you know, and there's a lot of shame and guilt, and you know, fear about, you know, how you're feeling. So reaching out and asking for help, it can be really difficult, and those conversations can be hard to have. And sometimes it's just easier to isolate yourself on your farm and not speak about it, but that has detrimental effects. So that's why I'm on my mission of, you know, trying to inspire those conversations.
So the biggest part for a farmer, obviously, is having to rely heavily on rain, on the weather, etc., and the gamble of putting a crop in, putting you know, livestock on the ground. So along with that, obviously, comes a lot of pressure. Like, you know, you've got a family to supply for, you've got yourself to supply for, you've got to supply for the country, for, you know, your fellow countrymen. All of that pressure must certainly sort of build up. And then all of a sudden, you realise that this is all on you and you've got to perform. What happens when you can't perform and all of a sudden the pressure is on? Is there people that you can talk to? Is there help available when you start feeling the cab cave in?
Yeah, look, and you're exactly right. Like, that's the feeling I felt like in my journey, is that I felt that I was this, you know, if I could be the steward to my animals and a steward to my land, then that would allow me to look after my family. And you know, when things started to go pear-shaped for me, I started to feel like I was failing and I wasn't able to do those, you know, that simple task of looking after my family. And like I said, then you get consumed with, you know, with shame and guilt because you're failing your family, you're failing yourself, and you're failing your farm. And that pressure just can be put a real downward pressure on you. And you know, if you fall into a spiral and not reach out for help, it can be a really dark place. So there's plenty of resources and plenty of services that you can reach out for. Although I understand that, like, in rural communities, getting access to some of these services is really hard, but there are places that you can reach out to, whether that's through telehealth or, you know, places like Lifeline or TX, which is a spin-off from the trademark shirts that, you know, the tradies wear. It's now TX is a free counselling service that's available across Australia. So there's plenty of places to reach out to for help.
That's great to hear. And I suppose, like, at the moment, a lot of our farmers would be feeling the pressure of, you know, those that are involved with the live sheep trade export. There's biosecurity levies being thrown on top. There is a whole commodity of inflation and pressure being put back onto the farmer. So from your experience, how can they go through this and how can they avoid getting into that dark place?
Yeah, well, there's a few things you can do. And yes, there is a lot of pressures, whether they're financial, you know, industry, climatic, there's pressures on farmers all the time. And I've had three lessons that I share with, you know, all my audiences, and there's three lessons that I learnt, but probably my three greatest failures, and that's communication. Number one is communication is key. You know, to reach out and talk and make sure that you're communicating with the people around you is really important, with your support network. And I'm really a big advocate of understanding who, you know, who your five people are that you can reach out to if the proverbial hits the fan, that you can have these, you know, challenging conversations with. Secondly, it's staying connected to your community, because it, as I said, it's quite easy to isolate yourself on your farm and just shut up shop and, you know, not talk to anyone. But, you know, isolation's the biggest killer in our community. And so staying connected is vitally important. And another thing that I've learned about, you know, staying connected to your community is there's real power in community, and that power is in the shared wisdom. Sharing, you know, every one of us is travelling a journey, and if we share the wisdom that we pick up along the way, then, you know, that piece of wisdom that you're holding on to could help the person, you know, your next door neighbour or someone in your community to help them move forward. So it's really important to stay connected. And thirdly, it's, you know, if you are struggling, it's not a sign of weakness to stick your hand up and say, hey, I need some help here. And whether that's with your mental health, your physical health, your relationships, your business, your finances, whatever that is, to be able to stick your hand up and just say, look, I need some help. You know, I need someone just to either listen to me or support me and help me find the help that I need is really important.
So in terms of, like, you know, you were saying about having five people to contact, who would be a good suggestion that you know of or that you felt close to be able to talk to? Like, you know, would it be like, you know, a family member or a couple of good mates or maybe your neighbour down the road?
Yeah, look, it can be a diverse network of people. You know, I'm lucky. I've got a wife and five kids and they're adult kids. So I've got, you know, a handful already that I can turn to and talk to. But I've got a mentor that, you know, we don't see each other face to face, but we communicate a fair bit. And, you know, if you sit down and really think about who those five people are, sometimes you might get surprised because, like, you know, yeah, my two of my best mates wouldn't be in my five because, you know, if the proverbial really hit the fan, they probably wouldn't understand or get or be able to support me, even though they're my best mates. So a diverse group, and then doctors and psychologists and counsellors and, you know, whether that's, you know, mental health counsellors or rural financial counsellors or whoever that might be, or industry counsellors or industry support people, you know, industry organisations that are there to support. That's what they get paid for. That's what their jobs are. So they're the people, you know, that you can reach out to. But the two most important parts of my support network are probably my dogs, because, you know, you can share anything with your dogs, and, you know, they look back at you, they don't judge you, and they still love you, and it makes you feel a little bit better because you've got it off your chest.
That's right. They don't call a man's best friend for no reason.
That's exactly right.
Before I let you go, Warren, have you got anything else that you'd like our farmers to know about out there, or any advice or tips that you'd wish to share?
Yeah, look, it's just I think we need to start those conversations in our communities and with each other, and particularly, you know, the blokes in our community. We need to be able to talk and have empathy for each other and support each other, you know, and probably have some tools in our toolbox that, you know, help us deal with the way we're feeling and develop those tools. And, you know, I'm happy for anyone to contact me and I can help them with a few of those tools. But, you know, we need to remain non-judgmental, you know, when we're having conversations with people, and ask open-ended questions, like questions that aren't going to get a yes or no answer. If you're really concerned about someone that you care for, or, you know, your neighbour, and you know, if you just ask them if they're okay, they're probably going to answer, yep, no worries. Or the typical answer I get is just a nod of the head. But one of the things that I suppose the bit of advice that I've got for anyone that needs to start these conversations with people, you know, in their community or with themselves, is that we all think we need to have advice and answers to all these questions. And most of the time we haven't, you know, nobody's got all the answers, but sometimes we just need to give someone the time of day and just listen to them and just let them talk so they can get it off their chest. That's probably a real important piece of advice, that, you know, that we don't have to have the answers. We just have to be there to support people.
Most definitely. That's probably one of the biggest gifts that we could have for someone, is just being an ear to listen, not necessarily give advice or anything like that, but just to sit and listen and be with them and support them in that way. Thank you so much, Warren, for joining us and talking about men's mental health, and also sharing about your experiences with it as well. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, good on you, Dave. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
That was Warren Davies, farmer and mental health expert. You're listening to Dave for Breakfast right here on the Great Southern's Triple M.